Hello, today is January 5th, 2018. I took a break yesterday because New York City schools were closed due to the winter storm. My husband, who's a teacher, and my kids were so happy to hear about the closing on Wednesday night. They were dancing around, acting like they didn't just have 6 days off. Anyway, they're back to school, so I'm back to work. I'm so excited about 2018. It was fun to reflect on 2017, but I get most excited about making plans for the upcoming year. Each year, my planning style changes. It really is based on the latest research and techniques that I've learned from various teachers throughout the previous year. So I wanted to share with you 4 ways that I'm saying hello 2018 planning wise. Number 1, although I've sat down and written my goals for 2018, I only share my specific goals with a trusted few. Research actually indicates that broadcasting your goals kind of tricks your brain into thinking that you've already accomplished them. There's a great post on psychology24.org called "Should You Tell People About Your Goals?" that talks about that. You can find the link on today's post on my Mom in the City blog. And you can also see the different things that I'm moving towards, because that's fine for me to share in 2018 in regards to my 5 F's: faith, fitness, family, finances, and fun. Okay, number 2, I have fewer BHAGs, which stands for big, hairy, audacious goals. Each year, I usually set 10 goals and I accomplish 8 or 9 of them. This year, though, I'm only doing 5 major ones with the hopes of going 5 for 5. We'll see what happens. 2 of my favorite books, The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results, and Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less, helped me to focus. Number 3, I'm focused more on activity-based goals, also known as performance goals, rather than outcome-based goals this year. For instance, instead of saying I will lose X pounds, I'm saying I will eat high fiber, low carb meals 90% of the time. I forgot which podcast I was listening to when I heard about this shift in mindset, but I find it helpful, so I'm going to try it. And number 4, I only focus on the next 90 days. Now, I loosely plan 3 years out and 1 year out in order to be clear on what I'm moving towards. But life changes so quickly, especially now that I'm part of the sandwich generation with kids and parents who are getting older. So 3-month plans just seem more realistic to me. I originally learned this shift in planning from high performance coach Todd Herman. And recently, I listened to a really great talk about using this concept. It was by Matt Clark of Amazing.com, and I actually show that video in my post today, so you can check that out. In any event, I hope these 4 tips that I'm using will be helpful for you too. And I just want to say that while it's great to plan and set goals and everything, it's also important to remember that life happens. That's why at the top of my goals sheet that I write out, I write "God willing" and underline it and capitalize it. I think of the scripture, James 4 and verse 13. It says, "Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that." Having said that, I do hope that all of your goals and dreams for 2018 that are good come true. I'll talk to you next week. God willing.